Chapter 6. No hair to let down. How are we going to get out of here? I ask, glancing around nervously. I'm already starting to feel claustrophobic. I'm a growing girl. I need my space. I can't live in a tower. Let me out! Let me out! Prince starts to howl. Clearly, he can sense my pain. Such a sensitive dog. Or maybe he just needs to go outside for other reasons. Uh-oh. What do we do? Jonah asks. I look down at all the hair on the floor. Maybe we can weave a rope? With scraps of hair? Rapunzel asks. I don't think so. Rapunzel! We hear a woman's voice from outside. Rapunzel! Let down your hair! Prince's ears perk up. I freeze. Oh boy. Jonah sneaks a look outside. It's an old woman on a horse, he reports, confirming my fear. It must be Frown. Frau, I correct. Frau Gothel, the witch. My heart starts racing. Rapunzel nods, looking terrified. Yes, she must be here on her horse, Basil. What if she uses her magic to cast spells on all of us? I ask in a panic. Prince howls again. Rapunzel begs. Make him be quiet. We can't let her hear the dog. She'll turn him into a toad. Calm down, Prince, calm down, Jonah whispers. She named her horse Basil? That's the worst name for a horse I ever heard. She must really like herbs, I say. She's going to be really upset that I cut my hair, Rapunzel moans, pulling at her locks. She said I shouldn't even try. And she'll also be furious that I let you two, you three, up. She said I should never let anyone up. What do I do? Come on, Rapunzel, let down your hair, Frau Gothel hollers. I lower my voice and duck out of sight. Don't tell her we're here. But you have to tell her you cut your hair. You don't have much of a choice. Rapunzel leans her head out the window. Hi, Frau Gothel.
What's taking you so long? The witch snaps. Let down your hair already! It's hot in the sun!
I have a bit of a problem. Cut it? Rapunzel says it like a question.
You what? Frau Gothel yells. Why would you do something so stupid?
Rapunzel twists what's left of her hair between her fingers and turns to us. I don't know, she whispers, her eyes wide with fear. What's a good answer here?
Because, I don't know either. Because you got gum in it, Jonah exclaims. That happened to a girl in my class. Isaac accidentally spit out his piece of gum and it landed on the back of her head and...
What's gum? Rapunzel asks, blinking.
You don't have gum in this kingdom? Jonah asks, looking pained. Not even bubble gum?
No.
What about peanut butter? Jonah asks. Prince really likes peanut butter. Also pumpkin seeds. He's probably pretty hungry.
Prince is now rolling around on the carpet, which is his way of asking one of us to rub his belly. I rub it. He pants happily.
Rapunzel! Frau Gothel yells. Tell me why you cut your hair!
Rapunzel sticks her head out the window again.
I was hot! Good answer, I whisper. I would totally buy that. It's very stuffy in here. When I get up there, you will be punished, Frau Gothel hollers. I'll shrink you to the size of a fingernail. You will regret your behavior, Rapunzel. My pets will not disobey me.
Pets? Rapunzel pulls away from the window, trembling. I don't want to be the size of a fingernail, she whispers.
Maybe it's a really long fingernail, Jonah says. Don't witches have really long nails?
I scoop up Prince and clutch him to my chest. Does Frau Gothel have another way up? I ask Rapunzel. Like a broom?
I wish I could see the witch's face and how she's reacting to all this, but I'm standing as far away as I can from the window.
I'm sorry, Frau Gothel, Rapunzel calls down. Please forgive me.
I hold my breath, waiting to hear the witch's response. Can she fly? Will she really shrink us? Or turn us into frogs? Or toads? What's the difference between a toad and a frog exactly? We wait. Nothing happens.
All right, the witch calls up eventually. I'll be back. I'm going to get a ladder. Giddy up, Basil.
We hear a horse neigh and trot away. Rapunzel stares out the window.
She's going. She's going.
She's gone, she reports. She turns back to us.
Now what?
When she climbs up, she'll find you all here. Jonah puts his hands on his hips.
I can't believe she's getting a ladder.
Why? Rapunzel asks, sitting on the edge of her bed. How did you expect her to get up?
I thought she was a witch, Jonah says. I expected her to fly.
I can't help but agree. A ladder does seem pretty unwitch-like.
Trust me, Rapunzel says. She's a witch.
I set Prince down and cross my arms. Has she ever put spells on you?
Yes, Rapunzel says, nodding. She put a spell on me that stops me from leaving the tower.
What happens if you try to leave? I ask. It would have to be something really bad to get me to stay here.
She said all of my teeth would fall out, Rapunzel says, and then slams her mouth shut.
I shiver. That's horrible.
It would definitely make eating hard, Jonah says. Although you could still slurp stuff, like peanut butter, or ice cream, and ketchup-flavored ice cream.
I roll my eyes. Jonah, that is not a thing.
It should be a thing. Yum.
He licks his lips and then turns back to Rapunzel.
Have you ever tried to leave?
She shakes her head.
Of course not. I don't want to lose my teeth. I like my teeth. I especially can't lose my teeth now that I've lost my hair.
You haven't lost your hair, I grumble. Well, just some of it. Jonah crouches down and scratches Prince behind the ears.
But Rapunzel, how do you know Frown really cast the spell?
What do you mean? Rapunzel asks, sitting back down on her chair.
She told me she did.
Where's Jonah going with this?
Did you see any sparkles? He asks. Or puffs of smoke or anything like that?
Rapunzel shakes her head.
Then how do you know she's really a witch? My brother asks.
Because she said she was a witch, Rapunzel answers. We both stare at Jonah blankly.
But have you ever seen her do any actual magic? Jonah presses.
You're saying she's not really a witch? I ask, amazed. Jonah nods.
Yep, that's exactly what I'm saying.
But she wears all black, Rapunzel says. She calls herself a witch, too. Jonah shakes his head.
She sounds like a wannabe witch, he pronounces.
Oh my gosh, my brother is totally right.
I think Jonah has a point, I exclaim.
But hadn't the original story said Frau Gothel was a witch? Although, sometimes the fairy tale we visit isn't exactly the same as the version Nana told us, or the one I read in my school library. And sometimes I remember stuff wrong. There are so many stories and so many details.
Rapunzel's eyes grow large. You're saying that there's no spell on me? You're saying I can leave the tower anytime I want?
Jonah nods.
If there's no spell, then yeah. I am not staying here one second longer than I have to, Rapunzel says, jumping up from the chair. Let's go.
Wait, 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 I say. If you leave, the story won't continue the way it's supposed to.
Jonah shakes his head. Abby, the story won't continue the way it's supposed to anyway.
Pickles can't climb up Rapunzel's hair anymore. But if we escape, maybe she can meet him outside the tower instead of inside it. That's true, I say, thinking fast. We do know Pickles comes by the tower eventually. If we wait downstairs, he'll show up. Except, I feel a pinprick of anxiety. There's no way out of here, remember? Prince howls in agreement. Right, Jonah says, scrunching his nose. That's still a problem. I need to think. I start to pace around the room. If Frau is just a wannabe witch, there must be another way in and out of the tower. Why? Jonah asks. Because, I say, how did Rapunzel get in to begin with? She couldn't climb her own hair. Good point, Jonah says. Maybe we use the ladder, Rapunzel adds. Don't you remember? I ask her. She shakes her head. I don't. All I know is one night when I was 12, I went to bed at her house as usual, and then when I woke up, I was here. She must have moved me when I was asleep. Then she could have used her ladder and carried you up, I admit. But why would anyone build a tower with no door? It makes no sense. You're right, Jonah says. His face lights up. I bet there's a secret door. I don't know, I say doubtfully. If there was a secret door, wouldn't Frau Gothel have used it now? Why would she go get a ladder if she knew there was a secret door? Jonah rolls his eyes. Because she doesn't want Rapunzel to know about the secret door. Duh. She doesn't want Rapunzel to leave. I bet she doesn't leave the ladder behind either. She'll use it and then move it so that Rapunzel stays trapped. Interesting, I say, tapping my fingers against my leg. Let's look for the door, my brother cries, glancing around. If I were a secret door, where would I be? I wonder. Don't you think I would have noticed a secret door? Rapunzel asks. She sits back down on the chair. No, Jonah says. That's the whole point of secret doors. They're secret. I take in the whole room. The dresser. Desk. Bookcase. Tub. Aren't secret doors usually behind large pieces of furniture? Let's check behind the bookcase, Jonah says, clearly thinking the same thing. I walk over to the shelves. They're stuffed full of books, as well as spiral-bound notebooks. What are these? I ask, pointing to the notebooks. Rapunzel blushes. My poems? Well, songs. Poems that I turn into songs. That's amazing! I tell her, meaning it. I've never met anyone who writes songs. Come on, guys, let's move this thing. Together, Rapunzel, Jonah, and I take different sides of the bookcase. We pull and we push. All the books spill onto the floor. Prince howls in delight. Oops, I say. Rapunzel shrugs. It's okay. There's lots of time to clean up around here. I don't have anything else to do. Sometimes I knock my books off just for fun. Poor Rapunzel. We look behind the bookcase. No secret door. We search behind the dresser and the desk and the bed. There are no secret doors anywhere. My spirits sink. It has to be here somewhere, Jonah cries. I told you I would have noticed a secret door, Rapunzel grumbles. So what do we do now? We're stuck. Maybe we could jump out the window, Jonah offers. We are not jumping out the window, I say firmly. It's too high. And there are those thorny bushes. That's how Pickles goes blind in the story. Ruff, ruff! I said Pickles, I tell Prince, wagging my finger. Why are you barking? Ruff, ruff! Prince digs his nose into the middle of the carpet, then scratches the carpet with his paw as though he's digging for a bone. Is he trying to tell me something? I feel a flash of inspiration. He is! I drop to my knees and study the green carpet. Have you ever looked underneath? I ask Rapunzel. She shakes her head. Jonah claps his hands together gleefully. It's there! It's there for sure! We roll up the old faded carpet, and lo and behold, right under where Prince was sniffing is a whole lot of dust and the outline of a small wooden hatch.